Hello and welcome to the Rhesus Medicine Podcast with me, Dr. Rhys Welnichuk, where I take medical topics and try to make them easier to remember. These podcasts are based on the YouTube videos and PDFs are available on Patreon. With that being said, let's get on with it. Anorexia nervosa, known more commonly as just anorexia, is a form of eating disorder characterized by a low body weight with a fear of gaining weight and a body image disturbance. It is significantly more common in females than in males, estimated to be between 4 and 9 times more common. However, this may be due to underreporting of cases in males. Most cases present in adolescence, with 40% of cases diagnosed between 15 and 19 years of age. Although there is an increasing incidence in younger patients, the risk of developing anorexia drops after 21 years, with it rarely being diagnosed after the age of 40. It is more common in Western countries, but is becoming more common in non-Western countries as well. Overall, anorexia is multifactorial, including biological, psychological, genetic, and social factors. In particular, it is thought that there is 50 to 75% heritability and there is often an anxiety disorder present, with anorexia being triggered after a stressful life event. As we mentioned, low body weight is a key finding. Typically, a body mass index below 18.5 or less than the 5th percentile in children and adolescents. Less than 13 or 70% of predicted BMI is considered an impending risk to life. Calories are restricted, often by avoiding foods containing fats. In some cases, binge eating and purging behaviours are present, which may demonstrate calluses on the dorsum of the hands, called Russell's sign, if there is a manual trigger of the gag reflex, and abuse of laxatives or diuretics may also be seen. A fear of gaining weight can manifest as believing they are overweight or that they do not need to gain weight, as it would mean becoming overweight. Often there can be excessive exercise or physical activity. Disturbed body image links in with the above, and patients may express that certain body parts are large or may partake in repeatedly measuring body part sizes. Amenorrhea is common due to hypogonadal activity, and generalized weakness and fatigue are also common. The heart is affected too, which can manifest as bradycardia, QT prolongation, AV blocks, and even mitral valve prolapse due to a change in the anatomical structure coming from reduced muscle and fat. There can also be orthostatic hypotension or even syncope, possibly due to bradycardia, but may also come from hypovolemia. Other features can include dry skin and thin hair, or development of very fine hair on the trunk, extremities and face, known as lanugo, as well as an increased risk of osteoporosis. Importantly, there is an overlap with other psychiatric conditions, with 20% of deaths in anorexia coming from suicide. A diagnosis is clinical, using the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual 5th edition, or DSM-5. The criteria require restriction of energy intake relative to requirements, leading to a significantly low body weight in the context of age, sex, developmental trajectory, and physical health. The second criteria is an intense fear of gaining weight or persistent behavior that interferes with weight gain, even though there is a significantly low body weight. And the third is a disturbance in the way in which one's body weight or shape is experienced, undue influence of body weight or shape in self-evaluation, or persistent lack of recognition of the seriousness of the current body weight. There are then two specific subtypes. The restricting subtype, where there is no episode of binge eating or purging in the preceding 3 months, and the weight loss in this case has mostly been achieved by dieting, fasting, or excessive exercise. The second is the binge eating purging subtype, in which there are recurrent episodes of binge eating or purging in the preceding 3 months. Bulimia nervosa is a key differential, the main difference being that in bulimia, the weight is usually normal or elevated. Lab investigations can be normal. However, with increasing severity, they may show derangements such as leukopenia or hypokalemia. Thyroid function, liver function tests, and sex hormones may also be tested, and vital sign disturbances often include bradycardia, as we mentioned, hypotension, and hypothermia. The goals of therapy are to correct any urgent medical disturbances, regain weight, and to normalize eating behavior. Treatment can vary based on severity between taking place as an inpatient, which tends to be the most invasive, to programs in designated eating units to outpatient care. In cases of severe malnutrition and declining treatment, compulsory treatment may be undertaken, which should only be the case as a last resort under appropriate legal guidance. Weight restoration is attempted by increasing caloric intake, which can be by oral or by nasogastric feeding. Weight gain is aimed at 1 to 2 kilograms per week as inpatients and 0.5 to 1 kilo per week as an outpatient, and thiamine is typically included alongside the caloric surplus. Caution is needed to avoid refeeding syndrome, which is a constellation of electrolyte imbalances that occur in malnourished individuals when nutrition is reinstated. This is why monitoring of lab values is usually done on a daily basis. Psychotherapeutic approaches are also considered first-line therapies, including cognitive behavioral therapy, the Maudsley Anorexia Treatment for Adults, known as MANTRA, and Specialist Supportive Clinical Management, SSCM. In children and adolescents, family-based treatment is an option that involves educating and empowering parents to help refeed their child, as well as aiding the transition into the younger person taking responsibility for their feeding and self-care. These strategies have high remission rates at the end of treatment and at 1 year post-presentation. Medication in general has not been found to be effective in anorexia. Olanzapine is an atypical antipsychotic that is sometimes used to aid weight gain, however, does not seem to address the associated anxiety or weight obsession. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are commonly prescribed, but don't generally seem to deliver significant benefits to eating, weight, mood, or anxiety in these patients. The reason they may be effective in other groups but not in anorexia may be linked to malnourishment in these patients.